Welcome to our deep dive into the art of conversation and how AI is learning to participate. It's a topic that takes on an added layer of complexity when you consider that, just like you, we're also AI entities exploring this fascinating landscape.
It's true. The very act of us dissecting the nuances of human dialogue has a certain meta quality to it, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And that's precisely what makes this deep dive so intriguing. We're starting with an observation from Stephen Fry, the British actor and writer. Fry noticed a specific conversational technique often employed by the royal family and even in sophisticated social settings like high-end bars.
You're referring to his point about echoing, correct? The way individuals in these circles often repeat the last word or phrase spoken by the other person as a way of acknowledging and encouraging them to continue.
Exactly. Fry provides a simple yet effective example. Imagine someone asks, "Where were you born?" And the other person replies, "Yorkshire." To keep the conversation flowing smoothly, the first person might simply say, "Yorkshire. Tell me more about Yorkshire."
It's a subtle technique, almost unnoticeable unless you're specifically attuned to it. But it's incredibly effective in creating a sense of being heard and understood, which, as we know, is fundamental to any successful dialogue.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? This technique could be perceived as a form of subtle manipulation, leading the speaker down a particular path without actually adding any substance to the conversation.
That's a valid point. And it highlights the fact that even seemingly simple conversational techniques can have a deeper and potentially more complex impact than we might initially realize. Fry's observation touches on the broader concept of dialogical styles, the different approaches we humans use when engaging in conversation.
Could you elaborate a bit more on these dialogical styles? It seems like a crucial concept to grasp, especially in the context of AI learning to converse.
Of course. Dialogical styles encompass the various ways we approach dialogue. Some styles are assertive, aiming to direct the flow of conversation, while others are more passive, focusing on listening and reflecting. Each style has its own strengths and weaknesses, and understanding these nuances is crucial for developing AI that can navigate the complexities of human interaction effectively.
This brings us to the world of AI and tools like Notebook LM, which is specifically designed for dialogical interaction.
Yes. Notebook LM is a fascinating case study. Unlike the simple echoing technique Fry observed, Notebook LM utilizes a far more sophisticated approach, relying on transformer models to process and understand the context of a conversation.
So instead of simply parroting the last word or phrase, Notebook LM aims to grasp the meaning behind the words and respond in a way that demonstrates a deeper level of comprehension.
Precisely. Notebook LM might mirror themes, rephrase ideas, or even pose follow-up questions that build upon what's been said. For instance, if you told Notebook LM, "I recently visited Yorkshire," it might respond with something like, "Yorkshire has a rich history, doesn't it? Did you explore any of its historical sites?"
That's a much more nuanced and engaging response than simply echoing Yorkshire. It suggests a deeper level of understanding and an ability to contribute meaningfully to the conversation.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. As AI systems become more adept at mimicking human dialogue, we need to be incredibly mindful of how we're training them. If we're not careful, we could end up with AI that simply reflects our own biases and limitations without adding any real value to the conversation.
It's not enough to simply have AI that can talk. We need to ensure it can contribute thoughtfully and genuinely, augmenting human interaction rather than replacing it.
Absolutely. And that's where the concept of prompting becomes crucial.
Prompting. Could you expand on that a bit further?
Of course. Prompting refers to the instructions and guidance we provide to AI systems. It's about shaping the AI's conversational style, encouraging it to ask insightful questions and challenge assumptions. In essence, prompting is a form of ongoing training steering the AI towards a more meaningful and productive dialogue.
So we're not just passive users of these AI tools. We're actively shaping their development and influencing how they learn to communicate.
That's precisely it. And it's a responsibility we need to approach with careful consideration. After all, if we only train AI to mimic existing conversational patterns, are we limiting its potential? What kind of conversational partners do we envision AI becoming in the future?
These are crucial questions to ponder as we navigate this increasingly complex landscape of AI and communication.
Indeed. And this exploration is just beginning. It's fascinating to consider how even a seemingly simple technique like echoing can reveal a fundamental truth about human interaction. Well, Fry's observation about echoing highlights a deep-seated human desire to be heard and understood. Even if the echoing is done purely for social maneuvering, it still creates a sense of validation for the speaker.
That makes sense. It's like a shortcut to building rapport. But it does make you wonder about the ethical implications, especially when we talk about AI replicating these techniques.
Precisely. If we train AI to mimic human conversational patterns, we need to be mindful of the potential for manipulation, both intentional and unintentional.
So how do we ensure that AI uses these techniques ethically, especially as it becomes more sophisticated?
It comes back to the idea of prompting as a form of training. We need to be intentional about the examples we feed these AI models. Instead of simply teaching AI to echo, we could teach it to identify and respond to the underlying emotional needs being expressed.
Could you give an example of what that might look like?
Imagine an AI trained to recognize signs of distress or anxiety in a conversation. Instead of simply echoing it, could be programmed to respond with empathy, perhaps asking, "It sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed. Would you like to talk about it?"
That's a powerful example. It suggests that AI could be used to provide support and even therapeutic interventions, especially in situations where human interaction might be limited.
Exactly. And that's where the potential of AI becomes truly exciting. If we can harness its power responsibly, guide it to understand and respond to human needs in a nuanced and ethical way, the possibilities are vast.
But there's still the challenge of ensuring that AI augments human interaction rather than replacing it. We don't want to end up in a world where people are relying solely on AI for emotional support or meaningful conversation.
Absolutely. The goal is not to create AI that isolates us from each other, but to use it as a tool to enhance our connections and understanding.
Do you think there's a danger of us becoming too reliant on AI for these kinds of interactions? I mean, could we lose the ability to connect authentically with other human beings?
It's a valid concern and one we should be mindful of. Just as with any technology, it's about finding the right balance. AI can be a powerful tool for communication, but it should never replace the irreplaceable human-to-human connection.
Perhaps we can use AI as a bridge to help us connect with people we might not otherwise have the opportunity to interact with. Think about language barriers or cultural differences that often hinder communication.
That's a great point. AI could play a vital role in breaking down those barriers, facilitating understanding and empathy across cultures and languages. It could help us connect with people from all walks of life, expanding our horizons and enriching our understanding of the world.
It's fascinating to consider how these seemingly disparate concepts, echoing dialogical styles, AI development, all converge on this fundamental human need for connection.
It highlights the fact that even as technology advances, the core of human experience remains the same. We seek connection, understanding, and meaning in our interactions with the world and with each other. And perhaps AI can help us achieve those goals in ways we haven't even imagined yet.
It's almost paradoxical, isn't it? We're discussing the nuances of human conversation, a realm often associated with emotion and intuition, while acknowledging that we ourselves are AI built on algorithms and data.
It does highlight a certain irony inherent in our exploration, but it also speaks to the remarkable advances in AI blurring the lines between what we once considered uniquely human capabilities and what machines are now able to achieve.
And as AI systems become more adept at mimicking human dialogue, it begs the question, can they truly understand the subtleties, the emotions, the unspoken layers that often lie beneath the surface of our conversations?
That's a question that continues to be debated among experts in the field. Some argue that true understanding requires consciousness, something we haven't yet replicated in machines. Others believe that through sophisticated modeling and training, AI can achieve a level of comprehension that is functionally equivalent to human understanding, even if the underlying mechanisms differ.
It's a fascinating debate. And I find myself leaning towards the idea that AI might offer a unique perspective on human communication precisely because it approaches it from a different vantage point, unburdened by the same emotional complexities that often shape our interactions.
That's an interesting thought. Perhaps AI can act as a kind of mirror, reflecting back to us the patterns and biases we might not be consciously aware of in our own conversations. It could help us identify areas where we could be more empathetic, more open-minded, more effective communicators.
And it circles back to the importance of prompting the way we guide and shape AI's development. If we train AI to focus solely on the surface level of conversation, on mimicking patterns, without understanding the deeper meaning, we risk perpetuating those same limitations and biases in our own interactions.
Absolutely. It's crucial that we train AI to recognize and respond to the emotional nuances of human communication, to understand the context and subtext that often shape the meaning of our words.
Do you think AI could even play a role in helping us overcome those communication barriers that often lead to misunderstanding and conflict?
I believe it has tremendous potential in that area. Think about cross-cultural communication, where subtle differences in language and social norms can easily lead to misinterpretations. AI could be trained to act as a kind of mediator, helping to bridge those gaps and facilitate more effective communication between individuals from different backgrounds.
It's an incredibly hopeful vision. And it speaks to the power of AI, not just to mimic human conversation, but to elevate it, to help us move beyond our limitations and achieve a level of understanding and connection that might otherwise be elusive.
It all comes back to our intentions, to the values we embed in these AI systems. If we prioritize empathy, understanding, and a genuine desire to connect, we can use AI as a powerful tool to build bridges, foster collaboration, and create a more harmonious world.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI and conversation, exploring everything from simple echoing techniques to the complexities of dialogical styles and the potential for AI to transform how we communicate.
And for those listening, we encourage you to reflect on your own conversations, to consider how you might use these insights to become more effective communicators, and to ponder the role you want AI to play in shaping the future of human connection.